Hi, and welcome. How's everybody today on this Sunday? I forgot what we're doing.
We're to enter the light.
Enter the light. I've been drinking too much tequila in the green room already this morning, but I guess I'm going to stick to coffee.
Have a donut. It'll soak it up. There
get
you go.
A donut soaks up the tequila. Anyway, thanks and welcome to Enter the Light. And I'm your host today, Toni Jorgensen, and I have Lynn Bleasdale with me, and we have Linda Irwin and Mary Ann Adams so far. I think it's just us four right now. But we wanted to do a topic today which is one of my favorite topics because it happens to me all the time and I never trust my instincts. And it's going with, you know, what your gut feeling or your superpowers and believing that you do have those powers and how you trust yourself every day. So, am I right on that, ladies? Is that
yes. What
we're doing?
Yeah. The way I phrased it in the link, Toni, as I said, we are looking at soul guidance and how to recognize it.
Yeah, how to recognize it, because I didn't recognize it for a really long time. In fact, Mary Ann's the one who recognized it in me. I have always been spiritual and knew things that were happening and felt different, but never really trusted it until I started playing around with it, and then I met Mary Ann and then Lynn, and then things started just coming together. But, you know, it's really hard to do that, I feel. But everybody's got the power in them already. Don't you feel that, Lynn and Linda and Mary Ann?
Oh, yeah. We all do. Yeah. I mean, even as children, we do. We just don't. It's all taken out of us as we get older. So we have to bring it back.
Why do you suppose that is, though? Like, why is there such an urgency in the popular culture to quash all things paranormal and spiritual? Like, you know, you can't talk about that or woo-woo, all that
fear
stuff.
Fear of the unknown, I think.
Oh, good,
everybody, I think it's fear that stops, that people stop
I
it.
Fear
like,
the
my
link in
mom
our...
didn't stop me. What did you say, Linda? Sorry.
I shared a link in our group chat called the Wayseer Manifesto. Down, the unique things that we have going for us in the universe and everyone else.
Yeah. It's an interesting question, you know. You were just talking about that in, I was just listening to Linda's broadcast on Spreaker. It's the Golden Geeks, and they were talking about the making of a nerd and talking about being the outsider. And, I mean, it's not so bad now. I think spirituality and paranormal research is becoming more of a mainstream thing now. But for the longest time, it was like, you know, they almost wanted to cart you off in a straitjacket if you spoke about anything outside of the five senses, you know, and the physical experience. But it's an interesting
one. I think they even have it in some schools now, like in New York City, you know, where everything is, you know, different than everywhere else, and probably California. But I was talking to somebody last weekend when I was there, And they were telling me how the learning has changed, and they go more with what the, you know, child is interested in, or, you know, like the arts or spirituality or history, and they kind of concentrate more on that than putting you through all those boring things that you have to go through in high school and school. I mean, I would have probably stayed and enjoyed it a lot more if they did that back in the day. So I think it's becoming a thing now. Like a normal thing.
Yeah. Do you guys remember Father Guido Sarducci at all?
Yeah.
Five-Minute University. You get your diploma. It's everything that you remember after you graduate and go on with life, right?
Yeah.
And it's on YouTube. It's just hilarious if anyone wants to Google it. It's a 5-minute university. But it's like I was thinking about that too, you know, going to school. And I'm like, I've heard people say, I love learning. That's why I hated school, because there is a one size fits all thing about it. They stuff you full of knowledge and you spew it back. But is there any understanding of what is being taught? We're way off topic, but that's fine.
I know, we always go off topic, but
yeah.
I'm kind of hoping for that.
spiritual guidance. Well, I was hearing that voice, right? I would like to say, like, the present company here, like Linda, well, I was in one of, like, the darkest nights of my soul. And I just asked, I didn't know who I was talking to. I'm like, I just asked somebody or something for help. And the James von Prague group came up just like magic. I just came up in something I was searching. And from there I met this wonderful lady, Linda, who became a teacher. And there was a lot of other members. Jane was in JVP, was she not?
Yes.
Yeah, and we met. She hasn't called in yet, no. But we'll keep an eye out here. But yeah, all these teachers suddenly appeared when I just made the request, and the guidance started to come from there. And and you actually, Linda, you were raised by parents who didn't have a second, they didn't worry about, they just taught you right from childhood about the dimensions,
right.
The ETs, like everything that was forbidden. Like your parents were cool with it, and so that's made you a natural paranormal. And I don't know how to describe these things somehow, but I described you as a paranormal metaphysical specialist, right? More or less, yeah. So you've tapped the guidance from forever. Like you've never had the questioning, or that you just knew, like, and you accepted it as a truth that where you're not alone.
It got me in trouble in school, because I would talk about these things with my friends and they were really interested, and they'd tell their parents about what we talked about, and the parents would call the school and have the school psychiatrist pull me into his office.
Wow, is crazy. Yeah, but they're crazy, not you.
My parents were really cool like that too. Like my mom was really into astrology, and my dad was like, he was a pot smoker way back from the 60s, and you know he used to always do weird stuff. But the same thing happened to me at school too. Like I would tell people what we would do on the weekends, and I would end up in the office. They'd be calling my parents, "What are you teaching your daughter?" You know, but
that truth,
it was like, it was the truth. It was astrology, and she was my grandmother was very into it and spiritual and could connect. And I think it was great, you know, but I never knew I had that until later. I guess I lost it at some point during my life. You know, you change your direction from what you think you're going to be when you grow up, and then all of a sudden, but you know, it changes and you have to find yourself again. Did you guys ever feel that, Liz?
Oh, yeah. You don't lose it. You misplace it.
I had to shut up about it, but I didn't change.
Yeah, no, you're a warrior. I remember Linda telling me about the black vans showing up because of the ET stuff, and they don't like a layperson to know too much, right? It's, you know.
All right.
Area 51 is an interesting thing, because I know they really prosecute people for going in that area even today. Mm-hmm. Like it was years ago, but, you know, it's just a no-no, no touchy. And it's weird because I can't shake this feeling that the least qualified people are the ones who are protecting the information, right? They're like, you know, anyone who wants the job should be automatically disqualified. But it's just me. Marianne, I just wanted to ask you, you're still with us, right, hon? You grew up, I know, how was Bill, your dad? Was your dad a spiritual guy when he was here on Earth?
You know, he always would say that he was spiritual, not religious.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I really valued and appreciated that. So,
yeah.
And that's how I feel like I am.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Not to put religion down, because again, it just the thing I was just listening that Linda did on Golden Geeks, you were talking about reading that big book on all the religions in the world, and taking a little from each one, sort of thing.
Right.
They all have a bit of truth in them, and that's it's interesting. I just wanted to say with spiritual guidance, there just to get right down to the simple thing of the signs that you see. I had a finch visit me about two weeks ago, I guess. This finch stayed around. And now, my first thought is the little thing unhealthy or injured, or is there something wrong with it? But it wasn't. It was flying normally and it came to eat. But the thing is, it had no fear of me. I could walk right up to it and just kept looking at me. And this little dude stayed around for a whole day. And I desperately wanted to know who was using the little dude as an avatar. But the fact is, it felt like I was being visited that day. And and I was like, don't stick around, like, don't, because you're going to get caught by somebody or you're going to put yourself in danger. But it was just like a one-day thing where this finch stuck around, and it was really, really cool. And I had the same deal happen with a dragonfly about 5 years ago after my friend Mitch died. And I was asking questions, and it was actually responding intelligently with its head shaking or nodding. And I'm like, okay, I'm not going to talk about this to very many people because I don't want to be carted away. But I swear that's one way spirit connects, is using like birds or insects as avatars. Like Jessica's fly. She's not on with us right now.
Is Jessica on? She's got a question mark. Do you see her?
She's not on.
She's on Enter the Light on our chat. But, you know, speaking of that, when I was in New York, I always feel such a huge spiritual connection when I'm there because of my family all being from there, like, my grandparents and their, you know, everybody is from there. As soon as I land, I just feel really different and connected to them and wanting to go to their gravesite.
Yeah, and you don't have to necessarily name what it is because you're feeling it, you know, and sometimes it's not possible to put words to an experience. But
it's like, I don't know, but I feel like I'm at home, but not, you know, I could never live there, but it's just like my soul is happy there sometimes.
Yeah. So remembering. Yeah. Very cool.
Yeah.
But, and what was it? Dreams can also be a source of guidance. I was just remembering seeing Linda, or meeting Linda at Morningstar County, and it blowing my mind that, like, I wrote her the next day and I said, where were you last night? And I described like we'd gone for a walk. Her parents were there, like your mom and dad were there, Linda. And you had popped off. You were working with them in the astral, but you had sort of dropped off. And I remember asking you for dinner and you're like, no, we're on a mission, but just stopped by to say hi kind of thing. And you took me through a walk, which is where I learned that you can't be harmed in the astral because you dove into the water without any fear at all. And I'm like, you're going to hurt in your head. And it was like, I came into it with such fear. And that one encounter, it took a lot of fear away of just sort of wondering, like, yeah. But gosh, everything is spiritual guidance, don't you think, in your very... Like, you're here learning the lessons. Like, you know, if that isn't guidance, I don't know what. But it's up to us to figure out what the heck's going on, you know.
Yeah. I agree. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. The voices are always there. Like, we're always being guided, but it's whether we pay attention or not, I think, you know.
But it's really, really neat to connect with people who aren't weird about it, who understand that it's actually quite natural, quite normal. And it's the ones who are, like, you know, having us committed for wanting to explore that realm. I think they're the crazy ones.
They are.
Yeah. I'm not crazy. You're crazy. But we can't judge them because we have to, you know, walk in love if we're going to, you know, be everything we're put here for.
I just anybody... look at it like, you know, they'll when their time is ready, they'll step forward and see what's going on. But, you know, sometimes journeys are a little behind, a bit like the bus schedules. You know, sometimes a bus breaks down and it doesn't get there when you think it should.
Good analogy. Yeah, I like that.
Great analogy.
Yeah. And I do think things happen in the time they're meant to happen, and which is why we are taught to have patience. That often it's like we want patience and we want it now. So, you know. Yeah. We have 3 or 4 callers waiting. Do you guys want to go?
Do.
We don't have a Jessica yet. So I don't know if she's going to join us.
I asked her. She's talking to me right now, but I don't know if she is.
Yeah. It is a funny, funny time right now. I think everyone's kind of going, whoop, whoop, whoop. We're losing our marbles right, left, and center. Spring needs to get here in the Northern Hemisphere,
yeah,
I think.
It needs to be here quick. And it was getting, I think we're tired of being tricked. Because, like, the last couple of days here have been so nice in Utah, and now we're headed for a ton of storms next week.
Yeah.
So it's like, really?
Yeah,
I know.
This is me.
Yeah.
And Linda, you're right before us. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah,
like,
and
we're
tired
of being quick.
Yeah. And we got Jay in Edmonton in the chat room, and I'm wondering, like, because you're almost sort of right. He's quite north of you guys, but, you know, just almost a straight line there. And I'm wondering how Edmonton's doing for weather because, it's been weird. It's been a roller coaster. But I think also, too, we want to unclench from the cold because I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of – I got a claustrophobic feeling from having to wear layers, you know, and it's like
– Let me out.
It takes me like 5 minutes to – my stuff on just to spend 5 minutes to go get the mail and come back and another 5 minutes to take it all off again.
Yeah. These meat suits are kind of they're kind of neat because you get to experience life on Earth, but at the same time, it's like, oh my God, kind of gets heavy sometimes. Oh, heavens. Well, okay. Well, I don't mind playing operator if you guys are good, and I'll open I'll take our first call if you guys are ready.
Yeah.
Excellent. 703.
Hello.
Hi there. Who've we got with us?
Hi.
Hi.
My name's Andrea.
Hi, Andrea.
Hi.
Welcome. Lovely to have you. How are you doing in terms of, you know, just hanging in and are you in a winter spot?
I'm actually in Virginia, and it's, even though it's sunny out here, it is cold. So don't let the sun fool you.
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's, and I know Shannon from the Sacred Embers group, she's in South Carolina, I think, and anyway, they just got nailed with a snowstorm, and I know she's planting already, so everyone's like, hey, stop it, nature, but I don't know.
Yeah, but there's no global warming, remember? There's no such thing.
Yes. Yeah, I hope we can pull it together as a species, too. We are a strange species, you know, but anyway, we'll go there some other show. What's on your mind, Andrea? Can we answer a question for you today or anything?
Well, I have a career question. So last September, unfortunately, I got laid off because I worked for a mortgage company. I had a contract job. It ended. And so now I'm supposed to start a new job. Well, I start a new job on Monday. I really don't want it. Because it's just a backup plan, but do you see if another job will come through, like a better opportunity for me?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm getting I'll go ahead if you guys are still ruminating.
Yeah.
I immediately got a twinge, Andrea, that you're not in the right line of work for your total, like for your happiness, your well-being. Is this? Did you have other choices of work, or are you taking this because it's there?
No, I'm taking it because it's in the doctor's office. I'm taking it because I can't live on unemployment, so this is my backup plan. So,
yeah.
I've been applying for a bunch of jobs.
Yeah. It wouldn't hurt you to just go a little, go inward and find out what it is that makes you happy, because work takes up a huge chunk of a person's life.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're going through motions that, you know, and you know what, we're the only animal that has to pay to live on the planet. And that kind of sucks because, you know, I know a lot of people like artists and musicians and stuff. They just want to do their thing, and they have to make money to do it. And often, you know, I'm sure it makes us tougher and stronger and stuff like that, but it also feels like it robs us of our essential being, the thing we came here to do, the thing that, you know, gives us joy and makes our souls expand. So whatever that may be, if it's even if it's a hobby, Andrea, but it feels like you need to add something, some joy. What's that lady, Marie Kondo, say? Does it spark joy? And of course, you have limited choice when it comes to jobs and things that bring the money and just the strict practicality of all that. But make sure you've got a little bit of something going on, whether it's a side thing or you find a job that encompasses all your creative skills, because I think there's a creativity to you that isn't being allowed expression. You ever thought of like running your own business or doing your own thing?
I wouldn't even know what to do.
Well, ask. This is where the topic of our show today is soul guidance and how to recognize it. Go deep. It's an inside job to figure that stuff out. But the thing is, you know how you feel. If it's expanding your energy, it's probably a good thing. If it's contracting and making you feel like, nah, you know. I also don't think this doctor's office job is going to be terribly painful. And I do feel that it's like it's going to open up for the next thing. It'll just buy you some time. But do try to include your own joy in the next choice,
mm-hmm.
if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay, excellent. I'll pass you around because we've only got Marianne for a little bit. So I'll pass you on to...
Sure.
Yeah, I'll pass you around and see what... Oh, did she? Okay, no worries.
Yeah.
Well, we've got Tony, and I think Linda's still with us for a few more minutes. So.
Yeah, so I got the same as Lynn, that... And I got a yes on your question, meaning that you are going, this is not the job for you, but you need to be in it. And then I got the card I drew was an eagle for your spirit animal. And it says, see from a higher perspective. And it says, look at things from a different angle. So fly higher, see new possibilities. So the eagle is, like we all know, it's a Native American symbol, also Celtic. And the eagle draws power and strength from the sun. So it's a very powerful spirit animal. And I also feel that this job, it is going to be very painful, but you're going to, I don't know, it could be in medicine your next trip. I'm not sure, but you're going to find it at that job. Like whether it's a connection or something is going to come to light from where you're going to be. Your new job.
Okay, makes sense.
Starting. Yeah. But it's really positive. Everything I've gotten was positive. But it's like you need to let that guardian angel in. You do have some guardian angels around you, too, and they'll also help you. But you need to make sure that you let them in.
Okay, this is Linda.
Hi.
Hi. What I'm getting for you is that you're a very self-motivated, very skilled person in anything that you do. So this is a temporary job, but it's going to earn you some perks. You're going to do very well there. You're going to shake up their system and make things better for them, even though you hate it. and they're going to give you a glowing review, a recommendation letter for the next job you go to.
That's all
cool.
Oh, okay.
That is very cool. Yeah. Well, who else? We've got Lost Marianne. So I guess that's all the answers we've got, though. It looks really positive, though, Andrea. Just remember to include yourself in the fun, you know, and
I will.
Okay. Yeah, give yourself permission to use everything that you were given when you started this physical journey, right?
Okay.
Yeah, but good luck, and let us know how it goes, would you? Cause
I will definitely let you know, because I have a 3 or 4 possibilities, so because I applied for like 100 jobs the past 5 days, so I'll let you know.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well, you know what? You're putting in the work, and it's going to pay off for you, so.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're rooting for you. Have a lovely
Thank you. I'll let you know how it goes. Have a great rest of the day.
Thank you. Love and light. Thank you so much.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay. All right. We're moving on to 780. You're on the air. Could we get your name, please?
Hey, Lynn and everybody. It's Jay calling from Canada. Thanks for taking my call, ladies.
Hi, Jay. Hey, I should have a record of your number. I see you in the chat room there. Cool.
Oh, yeah, thank you so much.
It's lovely to hear your voice. How you doing?
You're welcome. Pretty good. It's about 41 degrees Fahrenheit right here, so we've gotten going up to 50 on Wednesday. So, it's, you know, it's that change, right? Because we never know what kind of weather we're going to get until, until, you know, maybe May. We'll see what happens, right?
Stick around for 5 minutes if you don't like the weather. I get it. Oh, but that's nice. I'm glad you guys aren't getting as nailed. But, yeah, it's been interesting. Can we answer any questions today, Jay? Or did you want to – is there anything you wanted to talk about while you're on the air with us?
Sure. Well, I was going to say, I hope you received my emails I sent to Marianne and also to – you got my email in, so thank you so much for returning the
we're passing
acknowledgement
on that
of
grief.
It.
Well, you're doing really good work. Yeah.
Well, thank you.
I just wanted to say Jay does a grief newsletter, and it's more local, like to the area here in Edmonton, Canada. But still, you know, we light up the dark with every candle we light. So you're doing your part in your corner of the world. And not only that, but there's a ripple effect. If you help somebody close by, and they'll help two people, and they'll help two people, and that's what helping does. It's a beautiful thing.
Awesome.
Hey, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm. So did you have any questions you'd like to look at?
Yes. Like the past previous caller, I do. I did apply for a job on the 16th, and I got a job interview. I had a job interview right after that. So they're gonna. They took my my references. So we're gonna see how that goes. Really looking forward to it, and just want to see what if they're going to make a decision tomorrow on the 20th, which is an interesting day before the new Aries sign, and to see what the universe is saying about that, because I'm really eager. I applied for that company 12 years ago, if you can believe that.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah. So thank you.
Linda, do you want to take this first? Because I know you're almost running out of time that you can be on air with us.
Oh, sure. Hi, Jay. I remember when you talked to me on Unseen World. Remember that, like 11 years ago, 10 years ago, whenever that was.
Really? Thanks.
Yeah, I know. Things come back together again, don't they? Well, that seems to be the situation I'm feeling about this. I think whoever you interviewed with was very impressed with you. Mm-hmm. They liked your level-headedness, your self-motivation. That seems to be the key today. The people that I'm talking to are very self-motivated, and you are too. And I think that they know that you're a quick learner and you will take on anything that they give you. So I can't say for whoever else has to go through, but I know that you made a very good impression on the person that interviewed you.
Thank you.
So that's
people
good.
Yeah, but thank you.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, I love that.
For the encouragement. Oh, yeah, I love that.
Tony, are you?
Thank you, Linda.
I got I got a strong yes on that about tomorrow. I, you know, don't have a crystal ball, and I don't know what could happen in between now and tomorrow, but my pendulum, both of them were very, very strong on the yes. And then the card that I drew was the Hunter, and it said, track down your fears and desires. So I'm trying to look up more what the Hunter means. So if you want to go, Len, I'll look up what
sure.
the Hunter means.
Yeah, we can tag team it. So, Jay, I pulled up, I immediately wrote down bear, and it feels like the bear came in to give you the message of standing your ground or standing for what's rightfully yours and standing in your power. And what I don't pick up is any feeling of opposition or having to defend yourself or, you know, take your power back. It's just, I think the power is now there for you. It's like you're ready. There's a readiness. And so you're not going to cede any territory that is yours. You own this is what I'm trying to say. So the bear comes in to tell you that. Stand your ground, stand in your power. And what Tony was saying, too, is like I feel like it's, and Linda, too, I think they're very impressed with you. And I feel like you don't have to, you can, like as it says it right there, stand in your power. You've worked a lot to become where you are energetically. And like I would celebrate that. And it's going to carry you forward. It's going to propel you forward. So, just shine on. Like, keep going. And you've got the momentum now, energetically and spiritually. You know what you're talking about. So, yeah, just, walk into that as you, if you're, you know, I was going to say queen, but you're not a queen. Walk into it like a king and own it. Yeah, sorry, it's my brain. Own it. Just own it. It's yours. So, it's a great feeling.
That's what the Hunter, that's what the Hunter is. What I found is that instead of being hurried down by your own fears or your feelings from the past that you have buried, now you have become the Hunter, and you have been given confidence and strength at this time. So you have the power to make the difference. So if you want that tomorrow, you're going to get it. So basically, it's exactly what Lynn said. You've done the work. Any fears that you had before are gone.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to walk in and make a difference wherever you are, whether it's that job or another one. It's all positive.
Yeah.
Really
cool.
Love the positive messages.
Yeah. Really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've earned it. You have earned it. Like you've built this yourself. So Like, it's now time to, almost like it's like you've waited for the fruit to come ripe, and now it's time to pick it, It's very good.
Well, I also believe also is that the universe is trying to get me on that job for a long time. You've only did it, right, for a change in the company direction.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's magic how that kind of works, And it's like I'm always astonished when things go like that, but then I'm going, no, that's magic. That's real magic. So, as described by Wayne Dyer. So there you go. It's beautiful. I don't think Jessica's – I don't know what's going on with Jessica. I don't think she's with us. And Marianne has left. So that's it for us, Jay, but I hope that helped. Okay.
Yeah, I'm grateful for that. And if you can say some prayers about that, it would be great, too. And
totally.
We will make a tune into the rhythm of your soul.
Yeah.
They're reminding
so
me about the drumming, too.
Yes. I got to do some of that or... I'll do
yeah.
a rattle song over the resume or something like that, or I'll do something. I'll do something today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yep.
I'm grateful.
It's all magic.
Let us know what happened.
Yeah. Yes. I got your number written down, Jay, because there's people that are sort of friends of the show, and I'm going to recognize your number next time. So,
I'm grateful for that, too.
Yeah, I thought you were a guy from Hawaii when I first saw your handle in the chat room. But, I understand aloha is a very sacred message. So, that's picked up from your name. You do carry the aloha energy into everything you do.
Oh,
And visit the totem poles too when you get a chance.
Ooh, yeah.
What? What is this? Visit totem pole?
Yeah.
Okay. If I can find
one. There's a lot of them there.
You have to go out to the West Coast. Does Edmonton have a totem?
There may be one here, so I'll look around.
Okay.
Yeah,
they held them here in Ontario, so I guess they're, you know, it depends which group it is, but yeah.
Totem poles. I bet you run into one. I'm seeing like a park that has them.
Yeah, there'd be a park, but it'd be actually a park that is like a historical park might have one. So,
mm-hmm.
So
that's
yeah,
cool.
Thank you. I'll have to find one around the city here, see what happens.
Yeah, or just make an Inukshuk or something like has the same kind of energy, just some kind of totem energy. I don't know. The bear totem was a good guy for you, so. Maybe.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got some. Yeah, I'll do something about that. Yeah.
Okay. We love you, Jay. Thank you so much for calling. And let us know. Yeah, call back whenever you feel like it. We're always glad to see you.
You're welcome. I'll keep you updated. So
thank you.
For next week. Okay.
Yeah. Thank you. Knock it out of the park and aloha.
Yeah.
Have a happy
aloha.
Sunday.
You too. Oh, yeah. Take care.
Okay. You too. Bye bye. And the next caller is a friend of the show. Hi, Kimberly.
Oh, hello. How are y'all?
Hi. Great.
Good.
Nice to have you on the show. We were just saying we hadn't heard from you in a while, so it's good to have you on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So,
I've been busy, so.
Oh, that's good.
Good.
Yep. No, that's a good thing. Yeah. How are you doing? Is there anything on your mind we can help you with? I'm not sure. Linda, are you still with us, or do you have to?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. Let us know. I know you've got a big storm coming, and you've got to, you know, do the old prep thing. It's terrible. sorry. One more time. It'll be spring soon. It really will. So, Kim, what's on your mind today? Yeah, I know.
Messages from Spirit. I didn't have any particular question.
Messages from Spirit?
Yeah.
Linda, if you are ready to go, I don't want to rush you, but I know you are short for time here, so go right ahead if you want.
Well, what I often see sometimes when things are lightening up for people and things are getting better and they feel more in control is the sun coming up. And I'm kind of seeing that, even though it's not actually happening here, I'm seeing in my mind that the sun is coming up and the birds are chirping and things are feeling more hopeful. I don't know if that's going on for you right now, but if not, it will be soon. So whatever situations you're involved in are going to ease up for you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay.
Good stuff. Okay. I can go ahead, Tony, if you like.
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, Linda.
So I had a visual here, Kim. I'm seeing a field, like a farmer's field, plowed and prepped and seeded and just about to take off, like a fertile field that's just about to grow. I think we've talked in the past about how the seed, even though the seed may be developing underground, it's not visible yet, so it can't see any kind of progress. However, it doesn't mean nothing's happening. And I just like literally drew a plowed field that's seeded, and it's just about to grow. And it's like a useful crop, whatever it may be. This is coming in to add to your spiritual health. Have you been hanging on, but like kind of hanging on almost like a I'm seeing fingers over the edge of a precipice, right? And you're hanging on kind of thing. Is that the energy you've been having lately?
Yes, with the present job that I have, yes.
Yeah, just sort of clinging to the, yeah. Well, you're going to get the rest. Metaphorically speaking, your fingers are going to get the rest they need because you have been hanging on. You'll be able to let go soon, but you had to do the work you had to do. I know a little bit about what's going on with you, and I think what you had to do was make a difference in this group that you were involved in. It's like you were opening the window and letting the fresh air in because there's been a lot of stagnation of energy amongst this group, repetitive dysfunctional behavior. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's like, thanks, universe, another assignment, but you did it and you're good. And I think you're about ready to move on to the harvest that, you know, you've been planting. So stand by and you will get to rest soon, and regather your strength, I think, because you've been putting it out and putting it out, that energy, and it's time for you to sort of, and again, metaphorically speaking, you know, lie back in the sun and just relax for a little bit while, you know. I know Georgia's not that bad for the winter, but I don't know if you're getting the cold spells there too. But
Yeah.
We all need it to warm up a little. Our bones is cold, as they say. Yeah, absolutely.
The bones are cold.
Yeah. Yeah, it gets right down in there.
This is Tony, and I got the same as they did. And the card I got was the shaman, and it says, trust in your higher forces. And like Lynn said, you know, you keep throwing these out there, your energy, and it's like you need to just take that back and concentrate on you, because they're, it's just like, you know, you give it to them and they throw it back in your face. You know what I mean? And they, it's just like, you need to work on your higher power. And just, it says, this extended message I got, there are spiritual allies working for you, and the miracles will unfold much more easily when you move into the state of trust. So you just need to trust yourself again. So call back your power and stop allowing external forces to divert you.
Okay.
So that has to be your surrounding negativity at work, I would think. You know, I think you've tried a million times, and you know, you've put your direction and your thinking out there for them, and you know, they don't want to take it. If they don't want to take it, then just take it back and save it for your next go about, because there will be.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I think you've given this a lot of your life and thought, you know, maybe it's just time to regroup and trust yourself and your intuitions like you always do, and pray, you know, like you do. And how's your son doing? I was thinking about him when I saw your number up there.
Oh, he's doing well.
Good. Yeah. So everything's worked out with him, and he just keeps on keeping him. Yeah, that's good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
You hear that.
Creative.
Yeah.
Creative forces. Yeah.
Yeah. But, I got positive vibes when I saw your name up there. It was like, oh, I think her son's doing really well. And it just felt really good to see your number up there. So now you have to do that. I mean, you're very smart. You're beautiful. You're a great person. And these people are just blah, you know, they're just bringing you down.
Yeah.
You know that. This is sort of a biblical reference, and I don't mean it to be religious, but I keep getting cast not your pearls before swine.
Well, last week we talked about the Karpman Triangle. That's K-A-R-P-M-A-N. If you want, you can look that up online, and it talks about the roles that these people are playing with you and how you can get out of their triangle by just simply shielding yourself and not letting them affect you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to send you that link, Kimberly. I have it because of the link. So, you can read up. And it'll, when I read up on it, because I hadn't heard of it before Linda had mentioned it, I went, it was like one of those aha. Oh, well, that's what that's all about, you know? And you just sort of go, it just helps you to sort of tension to, all the naughty, naughty nonsense in the world and how to avoid being nailed by it, you know?
Yeah, it really makes sense. It does.
Yeah, it really did. So I'll find that link for you and send it to you. It's very good.
Okay.
Yeah, forewarned is forearmed, or forearmed is forewarned, or whatever, but you have some more ammunition in the the battle, you know? Knowledge is always power. Whew. Now, we're sort of short a few people. We don't have Marianne or Jessica or Jane today, so... But anyway, it's always lovely to talk to you. And, it's going to be good. It's going to be good.
All right. Well, thank you. Y'all have a wonderful Sunday.
You too.
You too.
And, talk to you soon, I hope. Keep us abreast of what's going on. Okay.
I will.
Love and light,
thank
Kim.
You all right. God bless. Bye-bye.
Bless you too. Whoops. That's me. Bad operator. But anyway. Okay. I know.
Hello.
Hi there, 917. Can I get your name, please?
Hi, this is Ashiel from New York.
Ashiel?
Ashiel, yeah, from New York.
Yeah.
We've heard you be on the air before. Happy Sunday and welcome. How can we help you, Ashiel?
Trying to figure out. There's a new season that's about to start, so I just want to see if there's a message I can get from spirit that can be helpful for me.
New season. You're talking about the spring approaching,
yeah.
Is that?
Yeah.
Okay. Are you experiencing a kind of a metamorphosis right now, Ashiel?
Yeah, slowly but surely, yeah.
Yeah. Well, what this is kind of icky, and I don't mean it to be like graphic, but when a caterpillar turns into a butterfly, they literally have to dissolve themselves. Like the caterpillar dissolves and turns into the butterfly. It's again nature's magic in play, but it's almost like you're dissolving the old Ashiel. And it's not that you didn't exist before, but it isn't the old Ashiel anymore. You've dissolved yourself. I got the word metamorphosis. It literally, in the sense of you are changing into another form of yourself. Is it something where you had enough and you walked away and you're starting again? It's almost like the new season, new you kind of thing. But
One thing that I walked away from for sure is the relationship from someone that I've been trying since last year, but about a week ago I decided to just block everything, so there's no contact whatsoever.
There you go. Well, you had to. What do you do? You can continue to diminish yourself by, you know, staying where it isn't good for you, or you can choose to protect your own spirit and your own soul and your own journey, right? Because we can stall each other in the journey if we, you know, I don't know if it was your control issues involved.
Yeah, it was just, you know, vibration-wise, it wasn't good for me anymore, you know, because I've changed, you know, I've become more spiritual, so vibration-wise, it was like dealing with strangers, so to speak, you know, because it didn't match anymore. I wasn't that person that I was 10 years ago or whatever.
Well, it's kind of cool that you're self-aware enough to realize this. That's going to really, really serve you well, because you know what is good for you. You're not. It's like almost like, you know, you choosing not to have junk energy around anymore. You're going to feed your own soul with what is good and nutritious, so to speak. So anyone want to carry on from here?
Well, go ahead, Tony.
No, go ahead, Linda, please. Go ahead.
Well, I got right away there were new connections coming. And this sounds, you know, like it would be a new possible romantic relationship. I also see new activities, doing things that you hadn't done before that will broaden your perspective.
And I also see new healthy choices in your lifestyle to physically, mentally, emotionally keep you positive and keep you healthy. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. That's what I want. You know, I just want to leave everything behind. You know, that doesn't work. You know, career-wise, I started my new business in January. It's going well, but I'm open to expand, you know, like you said, do something that I've done before, so I'm open to that. And anybody from my past, whether it's friends, family, anybody who are feeling toxic to me, I just shut the door and never look back. So
good
I'm
for
looking
you.
Forward to this new people that are supposed to be part of my tribe, so to speak. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. And you're attracting
that. It gets a little lonely,
now,
though.
So.
It gets a little lonely, I'll be honest with you, because it just shut the door to, you know, everybody. But you know deep inside of you, you have to do it. You know, otherwise, you're just not going to move up. You know, you're going to stay in the same place. You're going to be stagnant.
Yep, like Lynn said, it feels like the butterfly effect where you're becoming something new and beautiful and happy and positive. So keep up the good work.
Yeah.
Tony?
Yeah, thank you. So I got the autumn card for you, which is release the old and reset, which is crazy because it's just along the same exact same lines that they're saying. So, whatever... what you did was, you know, you had to shut up the door on those relationships in order for yourself to heal and move on. So it looks like I'm thinking, I don't know why it's autumn, but maybe that's when everything is going to come together, you know, for you, which is not that far away. But you just have to stay strong and make sure that you continue to release everything that, let's see, here we go. It says release all the pressure and expectations weighing you down. Shed it all so that you can recover before moving into the time of renewal. So it says you know what is heavy and what's holding you back. It's a person, a situation, a dream, and it looks to me like you already know what was holding you back. So it's just saying that you have the okay. You just need to trust yourself and to move on. So you're on the right track. You just need to continue, you know, to stay that way. And it's like, don't look back is what I'm seeing. Do not turn around. Just keep busting or forging forward.
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
Sounds
very good, yeah. Wonderful. Thank you, Ashiel, for calling.
Yeah. You're doing a good job, Ashiel.
Yeah, you really are. Just enjoy the ride, you know, because if you've created this new situation for yourself, that's where you know, want to make sure you enjoy as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Enjoy you. Yeah. Beautiful. Well, let us know how it goes, Ashiel. It's lovely to talk to you always, and... shine on, bud.
Thank you, ladies. I appreciate it.
Thank
You're
you
welcome.
Very much for calling.
Thank you.
Love
Take
and
care,
light, Ashiel. Okay, we're going to keep going. We've got a Skype caller next, I think.
Yeah.
Hi there. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi, this is Philfin.
Hi, Philfin. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Doing good.
Good. What's on your mind today? Do you want to talk about?
I would like to know if I have any, if you pick up on any spiritual abilities or anything.
Whoops. We got a bit of a sound issue, Philfin. Can you repeat your question, please?
I would like to know if you pick up on any spiritual abilities I may have.
Spiritual abilities?
Oh, okay. Thank you, Tony. It's my ears, but I was getting a kind of a bubbly sound going on here.
Yeah, I was at first, too. Yeah, I did, too, at first. Yep. Yeah. Spiritual abilities. Well, you have
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't be calling in if you didn't sort of have a recognition
right.
of that. What do you think, Linda?
I don't know. I'm feeling a sense of healing around her, like perhaps Reiki. Mm. I have a feeling that, when, especially when she touches animals, that they automatically, they feel better. So I don't know if she has pets or not, but I feel like she does some unwitting healing to them just by being near them.
Yeah. Energy work is what you're talking about.
Maybe
that would be a good idea for you, Filson, is to look into the different healing modalities. Just off the top of my, you know, Reiki is very popular. Sekhem is like an Egyptian-based, it came from Egypt, but it's similar to Reiki, but the energy flows the opposite way in the practice of Sekhem. A million different modalities, like, you know, just as unique to each individual. So maybe to learn how you work with energy and study up, like you can never, ever, ever stop learning. I was reading an article about 111. Oh, this is funny because your number shows up as 111111111. And I was just reading an interview with a woman who is 111 years old, and she's still kicking butt too. She's really cool. But anyway, the thing she stressed about making it to that age without losing your marbles is learning. Always, always, always be learning. Doesn't matter what you're learning. To quote John Steinbeck, it doesn't matter if you look up or down, as long as you look. Right. So start to study, Filson. Okay. Start studying. And the thing I got for you was tools. Get some basic spiritual tools together, pendulums, cards, scrying mirrors, whatever works for you. Like you can try the divining rods. Just read up on spiritual tools, psychic tools, and try a few of those out, because you're discovering what you have to work with, what your abilities are. So look at everything. It's like Linda looking at that book of religion. She wasn't looking to join a religion. She was looking to learn all the different belief systems to have a better idea of where she fit in that scheme of things. And that's what you can do, is look at all those different aspects and modalities. And you can just use your reaction. Does it feel like yuck? Does it feel like yum? And if it feels like yum, more of that, please. So just carry on that way. But yeah, definitely everyone has spiritual abilities. We come here, it's part of the package that we come here with. It's whether or not you choose to develop them that makes the difference.
Yeah. Yeah. And I got the card that I picked that came out for you was the she-wolf card. So it's actually a woman coming out of a wolf, and she has a headdress on. And so it says, unleash the wild within. So I think everything's in there. Yeah. You just need to figure it out, and maybe part of your tools might have something to do with, you know, Indian, something to do with the Indians or folklore, or I also think the animals. I think you can find your way through, you know, an animal, you know, but I would just start reading about all of that, because you definitely are spiritual, and it's all around you. I mean, it's there. You just have to believe in it. That's what we were talking about today when we first got on, was tapping into your spiritual self and how to use that and find it. And it takes a little while sometimes, and you just have to let go of all the fear and what people think around you. And I think that's what this card is saying, just unleash the wild within.
Yeah. We do have Jessica. Help. I loved that, Tony. That just rang and rang and rang here. Jessica's with us. We were just.
Oh, good. I'm here, guys. Listening. Hi, Jessica.
Did you hear?
I
did you pick anything up for Filson, or have you? Did you hear her question?
We're on the radio already?
Yeah. What time?
Oh, my.
Did you do your clocks?
Okay.
Did you do your clocks last week?
Okay, that's the thing. I oh, my goodness. I'm a whole hour late. It says 1 o'clock my time.
Oh.
I'm in Arizona, though. I'm so sorry, you guys. I'm here, though. Hi, guys.
You know what? It's all good. It really is. It's funny. It's, tragedy, comedy, pick one. It's all good.
Yeah. I'll totally get the next caller, next question. I'm so sorry, guys. I'm a whole hour late.
That's okay.
No worries.
It's like really quite comedic. It's funny. I'm laughing. Long as you're okay.
I'm thinking here I'm punctual. I'm on time. Nope.
Well, not a worry. Well, listen, I'm going to tap you real quick. Filson was wondering about her spiritual abilities. And do you and Jaden pick anything up on that, that you can give her a bit of advice?
For Filson, what I feel automatically, just coming on, she's got about 3 undiscovered gifts or abilities. We call them gifts. Yeah. We all have them. There's 3 of them. And I feel that she's gotten intuition, like, I'll say bat out of hell, but that's probably not the right word. She's got great intuition. She can feel energy, and she can tap in telepathically, whether she realizes it or not. So my advice to her is to just continue to work on what she's got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Completely. Yeah. Yes. Just know that, feel that, work on what she has right now. Trust me, it's enough.
Absolutely.
It's a lot.
It is a lot. It's good. Yeah. And don't let anybody go, laugh at woo-woo around you. If people don't like it, well, tell them to take a hike. Your spiritual journey is yours and yours alone. Yeah. So I hope that helps, Filson. That was quite good.
Thank you. That was so helpful.
Okay. Keep on kicking butt and don't hesitate to call if you get stuck or you need to, ask more questions. We're right here and you're a friend of the show. We've seen you many, many times and it's always lovely to talk to you. So keep on working on those abilities and they will grow for you and it'll blow you away how powerful you are.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you. I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah, you should be.
Blessings.
Love and light, Filson. Lovely to talk to you. Okay. Now, moving on here, we've got 307. Hi, you're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Hi. This is Alyssa, and I'm calling from Wyoming.
Hi.
Awesome.
Nice place, Wyoming.
Oh, it's cold here.
Oh, is it? Oh, well. Well, it's a beautiful state from what I think Sandra Greenhill's from there, right?
Yeah.
Our friend Sandra.
It's sort of beautiful. Not where I live, though.
Oh, okay. Anyway, Alyssa, did you have a question you'd like to ask today?
Oh, shoot. I have a bunch, but the main thing that I'm wondering about right now is do you guys just pick anything up in general, or do I need to ask a certain question?
Well, it's as much as you can, we can give you a general reading or what comes up for you. But if there's something specific, it helps to narrow it down.
Okay, it's a bunch of things. Me and my friend are starting a cleaning business. So I was wondering about that. And my life is just, the last part of the year has been really rough. And I was just hoping that maybe on my boyfriend, too, we just broke up. So anything you pick up would be great.
Your cleaning business sounds, it feels like that's going to be a stabilizing thing for you. I'm getting this, the phrase that's coming in is riding madly off in all directions, as if almost like Dorothy up in the tornado in The Wizard of Oz, like it's just everything is blowing around you. It feels like chaos. And it feels like the cleaning business that you're creating with your friend is going to be a stabilizing influence on you. It's going to force you, not force in an icky way, but it's going to force you to get your ducks in a row and focus. It's just like you're distracted by all the stuff that's going on. And that's all right. That's human. But it's almost like you want to pick one thing and focus, and then pick the next thing and focus. It's like trying to, it's a horrible metaphor, but it's like, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. And so just pick your bites, pick the thing you want to focus on. And it's not that you ignore everything else, but you put, like, it's like cooking, you know, you've got a couple of things on the burners. So pay attention to those, and then you can focus on the next thing. I'm all metaphorical here, and I don't mean to be like overly so, but it just feels like, you want to just get more focused. And you'll be able, it makes you breathe more easily, because I feel like there's an anxiety that happens. It's almost an overwhelm where you just don't know where to start. So I'm really feeling like a good energy about your cleaning business. I think let that be a stabilizing force, and then other things will fall into place. Okay, so Linda, you're still with us. How's your storm coming along? Or you're not under siege yet, eh?
Well, I can see the clouds out there coming in, but
okay. I'm getting anxious for you. I don't want you to be snowed in, just because you're on the show. But if there's anything you're picking up,
I figured at least an hour, that's good, to get out and get stuff done outside you need to do before it hits. But I feel like you're the person that doesn't like your routine interrupted. And I used to be that way too, and I totally get it. And the way that I was able to do it is a lot like Lynn said, focus on one thing at a time. Try to put everything else out of your mind while you're focusing on that one thing. And then take a breather before you start into the next thing. Take some time to just breathe in and relax and allow yourself to rest and draw in the good energy. And then pick out which is the next most important thing that you have to deal with. Then you can focus on that. Once you get that into a routine, one item at a time, you'll feel a lot more comfortable with what's going on around you. But I was like that too. I could not stand interruptions, disruptions, and it really bothered me. It threw me off my feet a lot. And that was the way I learned how to deal with it, was the one thing at a time. So she's right there.
Yeah, I do that. I do have bad anxiety, super, like almost crippling anxiety.
Tony, what's coming in for, or Jessica, sorry, either one of you, whoever wants to jump in.
Go ahead, Tony.
Thanks, Jess. I got yes on the business for sure, that like Lynn did, that it's going to help you along. I got no on the relationship, I think. So I think you said you had a relationship that you just broke up or something like that.
Yeah,
you need to stay broken up, basically, is what I got. Don't go back. The other card that I picked was a Sky Father, and it says trust in the unknown. So is your father figure alive or is he gone? Whoever your father figure was in your life.
My dad is alive, but my grandpa is my father figure, and he's passed away.
Yeah, so he is there with you. That's what I'm getting. And, he's your guardian. It says to trust in your father figure.
Yeah,
so he's going to help you with your anxiety. Yeah.
I miss him so much.
So he's there for you, and he misses you also. And he's like that's who you need to fall back on and talk to. I mean, it's hard to do sometimes. It's hard to talk, but they're there for you. Just like at night, maybe before you go to sleep, just to open that up, and he'll probably come to you in your dreams. I've done that before. You just got to let him in, but he's there for you. And cool. And like I said, he's going to help you with this business. I see all positive. You just have to let him in and let him know that you feel him. Okay?
Okay. Is there anything that he does that so I know when he is around?
It's going to be something. I mean, he's there. I don't know whether he's going to show up. You know, sometimes they show up as an animal that might be around, like a bird. I know my grandfather, whenever I call on him, I could be even in the airport, and all of a sudden a bird is right there at the desk at JFK. It's crazy. But or it could be something in your dream, or a smell. I mean, Linda really knows about this stuff too. A smell, or his smell, or something that he ate, you know, something that you guys did together will automatically just appear to you or in your subconscious. That means he's there.
So yeah, my grandfather showed up with the smell of pipe smoke.
Pipes, that's a common one. Yeah. And you're also your dad, Linda. You can smell coffee cake when he's
right.
around. Yeah, that's mm-hmm. really something. I blame him for falling off my diet all the time.
So it's going to be something like that. You're going to know. You're going to figure it out, and then you'll know he's there. So you just got to open up to it. Yeah.
Okay, great. That's great.
Jessica, Jessica, you're picking up.
Yes, ma'am. Hi, Alyssa. This is Jessica. And when I was listening to your question, what you were needing feedback on, I was sitting there shuffling my cards, and this card literally did a flip. It shot right out of my deck, and it's acceptance. Because what you're, the journey you're on now, and yes, I agree with the ladies, I'm getting the same confirmation, this is going to work out. But you need to be in acceptance of that and nurture it all the way. Meaning allow that energy of acceptance and allowance to flow. Sometimes us human beings can be self-sabotagers, and we can get in our own way. And I'm just saying that. So the confirmation I'm getting for you is just allow this acceptance of this, and you're going to go, this is going to sustain you. This is a positive step in the right direction for you. So I'm feeling totally positive on that. As far as, like, the relationship, I'm getting, like, static. Like, I'm just not picking anything up yet with that. But doesn't mean anything good or bad.
Okay. So you think sales is a business for sure, though, right?
What's that?
The business is it's going to be a success, you think?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
So your role is to just embrace it and accept it and run with it.
Yeah. Okay.
It's right there. Yeah.
It is right at our feet for sure.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, great. Well, hey, that's good news. I'll be the boyfriend any day if I get a good job. That's okay.
Oh.
That'd be great, love.
One is a prime number two, right? So you can be okay on your own. I just want to add two things. So one of them is lemon balm. Check out lemon balm, as maybe have it as a tea, or you can get it in capsules. It takes the edge off anxiety without making you dopey. You can still function fine, but it takes that nasty edge off the anxiety for you. And check out square breathing. It's a technique that is used by the Navy SEALs for when they are in situations that they cannot afford to be anxious in, right? And you can imagine the kind of things those guys get into. So square breathing is a really, really useful breathing technique that'll bring down the anxiety right away. The other thing to do is have a good cry, because when we hold it, we're too strong for too long, and we hold it all in, the cortisol and the adrenaline in our systems backs up. Natural tears releases that. So I put on, like, let's see, the last time I needed to have a cry, I put on Steel Magnolias and watched it to the end, and I'm bawling my eyes out at the end of it. So whatever triggers the tears for you.
I hold back the tears all the time. I could just drink and I could just break down, almost have a nervous breakdown, really. I can for sure. Yeah.
Well, make sure you let those things out, because they are called death hormones for a reason. Like, it's just not a good thing to keep. Like, it's meant for short bursts of fight or flight type of thing. It's something where we're born into that. Should be a gift, you know, to sort of adrenaline helps you, like, run away. But if it's still circulating in your day-to-day life, it can be very not good for you, can lead to illnesses and whatnot. So keep breathing. Try the lemon balm. Just make sure you're not allergic to stuff like that. But if you can take lemon balm, I love it. If something's like tipping me over sideways, I'll just go to my plant, chew a few leaves, and half an hour later, I'm still got problems to solve, but I don't feel like I'm losing my marbles or flipping out. So, you know, we all
chamomile
do.
Can be awesome.
Chamomile, absolutely.
Yeah,
sorry, go ahead.
I have one question. So, mm-hmm. Did you and your grandfather have some kind of ice cream that you both enjoyed or something like that?
We had this, we would get Slurpees. That was our thing from 7-Eleven, but we had ice cream every night after dinner too.
Oh,
yep. That's what I got. The ice cream. He's there after dinner with the ice cream.
Oh, man.
Waiting.
That's
for
your son.
Yep.
That's her sign.
Yeah.
She's bringing up the ice cream.
Yeah.
So keep having it. And that's so cool, Tony. I love that. Wow.
I miss him so much.
Well, just ask him to connect and then be present. You know, be totally present to receive the signs.
Yeah.
But I think the ice cream thing, like right there, that's a good start, because he's connecting, you know. And you don't need a medium to bring the signs through. It's nice to have that, but you can do that yourself too. So work on bringing the signs through yourself, and you're going to get them. Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not like a theory. It is a thing you can actually be on the receiving end of. So just ask.
Yeah.
Right? Just ask. It's beautiful. So fabulous. Okay, Alyssa, we're going to just take our last caller, but thank you so much for calling in, and let us know how it goes, okay? I think your business is going to be really good.
Okay. Thank you, ladies. Have a great night.
You too. Love and light, lovey.
Take care.
Okay, and we've got one more caller, 307. You're on the air. Can we get your name, please?
Sarah.
Can you say that again? We've got some sound issues, I think, on here.
It was Sarah.
Sarah, thank you very much. It's not you, Sarah. I think we've got audio issues. So how can we help you, Sarah?
I had a friend that just passed away recently, and I was wondering if he had anything, message or anything for me.
Okay. Does anybody want to go ahead? Anything immediately coming in?
Well, I just feel like I need to choke. Is that how he passed away? Something like that? Was it heart? His heart stopped? I don't know.
He got in a head-on collision.
Mm.
Collision,
yeah.
And they said he went instantly, so.
Yeah. I think I feel like his heart just basically stopped, like his chest or something was crushed, is what I just feel.
Yeah.
Kind of hard to breathe. Yeah, it's too bad. He was very young, right?
Yes. He was 28.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. Sorry about that.
I, Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Real quick, Sarah, have you gotten a sign from him yet?
I haven't.
Have you noticed any? Okay. What I'm hearing is watch for rocks and feathers, rocks and feathers. He's going to show you he's with you, guiding you every step of the way. Every time you see them, you'll know he's there. That's what I keep getting, rocks and feathers. Yes.
Okay.
I know that sounds crazy, but.
I just got a feather tattoo done.
For his name.
Oh, nice.
There you go.
Okay, that was just, yeah, I saw,
that's awesome.
Wow, beautiful confirmation.
Yeah.
Oh, I've still got chills. Wow.
Yeah.
My room just got really cold. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, this is Linda. This is Linda, and somebody that was close to him passed not too long ago, and I feel like he's with that person. And I feel like he's getting oriented to where he is now, that it kind of came as a surprise to him what happened. But yet he was already out of his body before the collision. His spirit had been taken out of his body. He didn't feel it. He witnessed it, but he didn't feel it. Because I feel like that's the main thing you're worried about, was he in pain when he died?
Yeah. And does he have any messages?
Yeah, I've got one, Sarah.
Sorry, go ahead, Linda.
He's with the person that helped him out on the other side, someone close to him that passed before him, and that he's learning. He's learning about the new world. We all have to relearn ourselves when we go to the astral for the final time in this lifetime.
Yeah.
So he's healing and he's learning and he's navigating, and he's going to be able to do things like maybe flicker with your electricity or... you know, come through if you're talking about something, maybe a sign where the TV will go weird for a little bit and then go back to normal, or you might even hear a knock on the door and there's no one there.
I'm
those kinds of things they have to learn how to do.
Yeah. Okay, so Sarah, this is Lynn, and the messages I got is to not, I loved what Linda said, there was no suffering. You know, we gauge a person's, the length of their life, but in his incarnation, he didn't need to stay any longer. He didn't need to stay any longer. He came for that reason. And the message that came through was, it was like for him, it was like waking up from a dream. Just, boom, you know, he's not. So it was, there was no pain involved. It was like, just, I'm waking up here, as Linda says, in the astral, which is, and if you can get to the astral while you're still in the physical, it is an amazing, mind-blowing experience, and it'll change everything. I loved the feathers. Oh, my gosh, that was so cool.
Yeah.
And I don't know why, but the rock... the feathers and the rocks thing, I don't know why the rocks resonated too, but it did when Jessica said rocks. Not sure what that was. Was he like...
is there like certain rocks?
I'm sorry?
Is there like certain rocks, like color or...
what was he going to be when he... did he have plans to go into a certain field?
He was an electrician.
Rocks. Oh, that's really cool, actually. He'll navigate the astral much better with a knowledge of electricity, you know, because it's all about energy.
Yeah.
And control our electronics from there, too.
That's right. That's what you're saying. Like, there might be flickering or whatever. Yeah, ask him to...
he was a beautiful soul. He was wise.
Oh, he still is, you know, this, you know, these lives that we, these physical lives are like little breaks to an eternal life, right? It's like taking time to go to school or whatever, you know. Sometimes you wonder, like, why did we choose this weird planet? The planet is beautiful, but the humans on it can just make you go, sometimes. So, you know, I don't think he needed to be here any longer, because I think he came here for what he needed in this incarnation. But as I, you know, like waking up from a dream, and I, specifically a dream, not a nightmare, you know? So,
yeah.
Yeah. But you can communicate. He's a thought away. That's all it is. He's just a thought away. So
is he around me?
Yeah. He's there. He's just saying transform and unveil your gift. So maybe you need to, you know, turn your, like what we started the show with, to trust yourself more of, you know, your intuition and your spiritual gifts. And then like what they were saying, you're going to be able to see him for sure.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And what I was feeling, that's how I felt, like his heart, he wasn't in pain. His heart just stopped. Like it probably before the accident.
Yeah.
So
good.
Yeah.
And as Linda says, you know,
beautiful person. Beautiful.
Yeah.
He still is beautiful. So, yeah.
The soul can leave, you know, we can disengage before any pain has a chance to happen. And he probably, his oversoul, or however, whatever you want to call it, his sacred self knew this was happening and went, oop, getting out of here. But he's okay. Yeah, absolutely.
Just to validate that. Just to validate that, along with everyone else, I feel like he popped out of his body before like the main shutdown. And often that happens. You will pop out of your body if you know, if your soul knows you're going home, to prevent the body, the psyche, from sustaining any more trauma, the body will actually pop right out before it actually happens.
Oh.
And I feel that's what happened.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
let me give you a personal example.
Mm-hmm.
My personal example, my previous lifetime, I was in an airport. We were trying to get to the United States during World War II, and a bomb was dropped on the airport. I didn't know anything about it. I just suddenly was standing looking at a reflection in a coffee shop thing, and all of a sudden there was this flash of white light, and I was already out of my body. I did not feel or know anything at the time. What happened? It just, I would later find out through research how I died, and that would have been a traumatic thing if I felt it, but I didn't feel a thing. It was just a sudden flash of white light. It was out.
Boom.
That's good.
It's an opportunity for you, Sarah, to work with your spiritual abilities. You know, because as I say, it's everyone has the potential, and so this might be a really good opportunity, you know, as well as, you know, it's been traumatic for you and it's sad, but they're the ones that are okay. We're the ones that are suffering, you know, and it is the thoughts we have. So learn about the other side, learn about all matters spiritual, and, you know, talk to him. He's there.
Okay.
Absolutely. Okay, lovey. It's going to be okay, you know. Don't be afraid, you know. Allow spirit to connect, and that's what it's about.
Okay.
Yeah, it hurts, but he's okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Sarah, call us back anytime if you need to talk, okay? We're on every Sunday. Okay, lovey.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Love and light to you. Okay.
Okay.
Well, it hurts so much to lose the ones we love, but you know, it takes the work too. So, shall we go around? And Linda, I know you've stayed with us. Thank you so much, because I know you've got a big storm coming.
Well, the clouds stayed away. So,
you never know. It could just go by you, but it's going to nail somebody. So, you know, poor babies. Anyway, so there's a lot of ways to hear your work online. So can you throw out a few .coms that people can visit?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Spreaker.com, Spreaker.com. Look up Linda Irwin channel. You can also find Linda Irwin on YouTube. I'm the one with the yellow smiley face in the headphones. NAISXQ.com is my website. You can either stay there on the site and use a contact form, or you can go through the wormhole and visit the funny stuff I do there.
It's great stuff. You've got you're very prolific, and you've been at this for years. It's amazing. But Golden Geeks is great if you can find that. I've been tuning into all your work. It's great. You remind me of Canadian comedians. I don't know what I mean by that, but if you've ever seen SCTV stuff like that, it's it's wacky and fun. So Tony, how can people find you in cyberspace?
So you can find me at Tony the Good Witch at wixsite.com or on Facebook, Tony Jorgensen, or Enter the Light or Sacred Embers.
Okay, cool. Jessica.
Yes. Hi, I'm Jessica, and I did not mean to show up late to the show, but you can always find me on Facebook under Jessica Marie Tatro. We have a Facebook group called Jaden's Way Speaks from Heaven. I'm also on the Enter the Light webpage as well, and we're here every Sunday.
Excellent. Yeah.
Thank you.
Perfect. Now, not at the table is Jane Borowski today, and we're sending her love and hope she'll join us again soon. And Elizabeth D'Onofrio is, we haven't seen her today, but she is at www.elizabethdonofrio.com. And who else did we miss? Marianne Adams. Yeah. Just look up Marianne Adams. She's a lovely soul. And, I hope to see more of her, you know, get her a website going and whatnot. All in good time, right? I'm Lynn Bleasdale.
Right.
You can find me at lbleasdale.wixsite.com/Lynn. You can find all of the Sacred Embers members. Oh, I made a rhyme. On sacredembersshow.wixsite.com/love. We have a page on Facebook, Enter the Light. And just a nod to the shows coming up on Monday nights at 9:30. We have Bridging the Gap Between the Spiritual and Science and Spirituality. Sorry, I mangled that. And that's Catherine Peoples. And I think Mary Hernandez does that show with her. Wednesdays is Angel Answers with DC Love, Liz Pfister, Jan Drake Bucky, Mary Hernandez, and I believe Catherine Peoples is on that show too. You see The Lighthouse is twice a month, and you can find their upcoming shows. So that's Shannon Johnson, Tina Godin, and Natasha Scott, but I think Natasha's sort of there when she can be. She's very busy. So they're Thursday, twice a month on Thursdays. If you want to see any of the upcoming shows or listen to any of the archived shows, just go to blogtalk.com/sacredembers, and our shows will come up, what's coming up and what's gone by. What am I missing? Anything? I don't know.
No. I think
got it all.
Really.
Yeah, that was really fun. It was like Munchkin Land. We were, you know, all over the place. It was wonderful.
Yeah.
I sure do love you guys. Thank you so much. I love working with all of you, and it's magic.
Thank you.
So we'll be back next week to make more magic. And for all of you going into storms, stay safe. We want to put a protective bubble around each and every one of you. And if you can't avoid the winter, at least make some snowmen or women. We should, I don't know. They say embrace winter, but I'm like, bah, humbug, bring on the spring. So
you're cold. Raise my arm if I embrace it.
I know. It's like, ew. Yeah, we need the warmth and the heat. And we'll be bitching about the heat soon enough. So.
That's next.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, you guys. Love you all, and we'll see you next week.
Yep. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
You all.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. Like much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world.